71 of our featured favorite this morning, Neil Diamond. And I am, I said. Right, the five questions. Number one, Canada is part of the United Kingdom, true or false? Number two, Bob Dylan's real name is Alan Simpson. Number three, Einstein was a painter. Number four, Malinhead is the northernmost part of Ireland. And number five, Dana was born in Dublin. True or false, all of them. And you have 25 minutes left.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Thank you.
the Mod. That's back before he was singing about Brit and his non-eventful love life. Far better. What made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. And before that, a song from Otis Redding, the classic, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. 25 past four, sunshine, 5:39, on this Tuesday morning. I'll be repeating your five questions again at 4:30. You have 20 minutes left to ring in, 460-319, 460-319. And so far, only two people, very surprised, only two people have got all five questions right.
Sunshine Radio with Jim Kenny.
The Kinks, and probably their most durable hit, it's called Waterloo Sunset. Right, 28 and a half minutes past four. I'll give you these five questions again for the final time this morning. Number one, Canada is part of the United Kingdom, true or false? Number two, Bob Dylan's real name is Alan Simpson. Einstein was a painter, is number three. Number four, Malinhead is the northernmost part of Ireland. And number five, Dana was born in Dublin. Okay, 460-319, and you have 16 minutes left. 460-319. Have a go.
Sunshine Radio, 1973. Oh,
8 years back for Ringo Starr and a song that was co-written with George Harrison. It's called Photograph. It's oldies all the way until 5 o'clock here in Sunshine. And listening to that old Kinks hit reminded me of this song. Dave Davis, of the Kinks fame, had it as a solo success in the same year, 1968. It's called Death of a Clown. Ray Davies of the Kinks fame, and one of my all-time favorite oldies. It's called Death of a Clown. Yes, 24 minutes away from 5, and time is running out for you if you're going to have a go at our competition. Phone lines close at a quarter to 5, 460-319. And so far, only 5 people. It's gone up to 5. I've got all 5 questions right, so we have a fair chance of winning something this morning. Have a go.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like deep hold in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
You love and love and be.
down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do,
Righteous Brothers, and you've lost that loving feeling. And that's Tennessee C and Donna. Our telephonist off here this morning asked me to dedicate that song to them. You can hear them toiling away in the background. That's it, push it, girls. 2 minutes left to ring in 460-319. minutes oldies all the way till 5. This song from Paul McCartney and Wings.
You'd think that people would have had enough of a silly love song. Well, look around me and I see it isn't so. Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. And what's wrong with that? I like.
And Wings and some more of those silly love songs. Right, time for the answers to our 5 questions from earlier on. Number 1, Canada is part of the United Kingdom, true or false? False, it's part of the Commonwealth, all right, but not part of the United Kingdom. Number 2, Bob Dylan's real name is Alan Simpson. False, again, His real name is Robert Zimmerman. Number three, Einstein was a painter.
No, he wasn't. He was a scientist.
Number four, Malinhead is the northernmost part of Ireland. Through. Any further, and you're in trouble. Straight into the sea you'll go. Number five, Dana was born in Dublin. It's false. She was born in Derry. Okay, now the answers. Simple enough. Now, tomorrow morning, between 3:30 and 4:30, we have the wordplay game, which is not as easy. A bit more trying on the brain. And the following morning, we'll go back to the true or false. But the true or false competition that morning won't be as easy as this morning. This morning was just to ease you into it. Our telephone staff say there's quite a few at the moment. I think it's about 8 or 9 who have all 5 correct. And right after this next record, we will bring you the results. Okay, so hang on in there.
Sunshine, solid gold.
You know I'll beg, steal a borrow.
New Seekers and Beg, Steal or Borrow. Yes, quite right too. Okay, the results from this morning's true or false competition. Hang on, I'll just get myself comfortable here. That's better. Falling off my seat I was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people in all got all the questions right. Most people fell down on the first one, whether the Canada was part of the UK or not. Trick question. Part of the Commonwealth, but not the UK. Right, the people with 8 right, Kieran Griffin, John King, Anne Jones, Phil O'Mara, Ian Fitzmaurice, Billy Lappin, John Kinsella, and Brian Carty. So what I did, I got one of our able telephonists to put her hand into a little box and draw out one of the names. And the winner, did a little roll of drums, thank you, is John Kinsella. And John is from Darndale on the north side of Dublin. So John, if you can bring us back here, 460-319, and we'll tell you all about your prize. You have a chance of winning 3 prizes. Electric kettle, an album, and a night out in the town for 2 in one of Dublin's leading nightclubs. That's John Kinsella from Darndale. Well done, John. we will be drawing out the winner on Saturday night, Sunday morning, and even if you're not, tune in. You'll be notified if you have won a prize. Okay, can't say fairer than that. 7 minutes of five and 7 minutes of oldies left. Remember this song from Mary McGregor?
Even though she knows how much it's gonna hurt. Before I say another word, let me tell you I love you. Let me hold you close and say these words as gently as I can. There's been another man that I've needed and I've lost. Doesn't mean I love you less. And he knows he can't possess me, and he knows he never will. It's just this empty place inside of me that only he can fill. Torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool.
She thinks she has problems. Mary McGregor, young Canadian lass, and her one hit single on this side of the Atlantic is called Thrown Between Two Lovers. Our final one in the Golden Hour this morning is a song from our featured artist this morning, Neil Diamond. Anne was asked to play this one earlier on. Well, Philip, holy, holy. Thank you.
song. Sing it out.
Thank you.
Jermaine Jackson, one of the new sure shots here on the station. It's called You Like Me, Don't You?
Yes.
5 minutes past five. And we take you into the survey, all the way down to number 40 this week. Passions. 'I'm in Love with German Film Star.' What a title for a record. Heavens, yes. Couldn't even pronounce her name, even if it was. That's the Passions. Number 40 this week in the Sunshine Survey of Sound. Go back a couple of weeks for this. This was a sure shot. Didn't hit the charts, unfortunately. Alan Foley. And a song called Shuttered Palace.
Come inside my shattered palace, and I am the bride. Now I am all.
Shuttered Palace. 14 minutes past 5, sunshine, 539 on a Tuesday morning. Good morning to Rafe and Edelo in Drumcondra. You'll know this song very well. Harry Como.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights,
too many nights,
too many stars,
too many stars,
too many moons to change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
Don't let the moon break your heart.
be alone.
Too many nights all alone.
Oh, please keep your heart while we are apart. Don't you linger in the moonlight when I'm gone.
While I'm gone.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Don't let the moon break your heart.
Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, or keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love. You're the only one.
You know, I know you. You live about that, don't you? You were out and off that third balcony, that's right. You want me to tell you 18 kids, isn't that right? 18. 18 kids, God, and her name is Little. She makes plenty of money on the children's allowance, very little helps. Am I right? I know, yeah. They're not going to have any more, they found out what Carlton is.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Must be something, yes. Oh, God, look. Our flats are not tough, shit or not. If a cat goes through our flat street, two eyes, two ears, he's dead in the tourist. Anybody here from Ballymun? Ballymun flat? Ballymun? Are you in Ballymun? God love you. When are you going to get the red light off the top of your tower? You know that red light's giving the place a bad name. You know that? Even the planes are dipping their wings going over. See, you had an accident there last week. A fella threw himself off the middle tower.
Yeah.
15 kids he had. He was so long in the nest, he thought he could fly. I know your face now. I know. I mentioned the butchers, didn't I? Everybody called you half a pound of mince. Meat traveled here anyway. Isn't it traveled here, the meat? The last time I tasted meat, I bit me tongue. Only one way to get your meat now. Get it on the HP. You go down to the butchers tomorrow and open a joint account. Over in England, they think it's very precious, the meat. They think it's precious. We actually ignite the meat over in London. Butcher gets a big lump of meat, puts a knife on it, and says, "Arise, Sir Lion." What's the T-bone, sir? What's the T-bone? Just leave it on where the T-bone is, look. What's the T-bone? You're having a clue now. Is your wife with you? What's the T-bone, missus? She doesn't even know. Much. 1:30 and a charge of £2 if I had meat on it. Of course, not T-bone. I know her. Look at this. All she gives your man is kitty cat. Am I right? I was wondering where I saw you before. At the bus stop in Baldine, didn't I? Eat three tins of kitty cat every day. Saw him at the bus stop in Baldine last week and three dogs barking at him. The more they barked, the more he went like that. I know you now, the third balcony. I live in the first balcony. Oh, no, we clean up all your dirt, you know that? We're in the first balcony. The woman lives beside us. 16 kids, yeah. Oh, she's terrible. And my mother is with me, you know. She's clever mouth. Clever mouth. No, she's forgotten that it means as well. It's me. She says, she remember the one with the 16 kids. She would want to do something. She welcome me to. She knew the rhythm. We're all doing the rhythm. The woman says, what would I be doing with a Kaylee band of four o'clock? And then the second balcony, they won't pay anybody in the second balcony. Won't pay anyone. There's one there right underneath where you're living now. The one with the green door and the Vincentian blinds. You know what? She won't pay anyone. My uncle went in last week and says, "Mammy, are you going to pay the milkman who will play here?" Now. Shame the coal man is going through the flat shouting out coal for money. No. Here. I'll give you an inlight. Come here, shut the door. She's got a mattress on the HP, a mattress. You know a mattress, you know the playground of Ireland. She's got a mattress. I laugh over that and enjoy yourself, for God's sake. Enjoy yourself, laugh. It's in there holding it in. You know what happens when you hold it in, don't you? It goes down, it comes out so much. Now I've got a mattress on the HP. Yeah. I never paid a man a halfpenny off the mattress. 6 months he was calling for his money. Never got a halfpenny, and he caught her last week. Money says, "You're going to give me anything on the mattress?" see, thank God the house will look up upon it. Anybody in the witness room? Anybody in the witness room? We've a big fat one now, Flash. You know what, don't you? The big fat one there. Big as the balcony, she is. Should hear her rehearsing out the door stairs. Why should a man be on top all the time? Keep your back against the wall and face the world with a closed front.
Yes.
Went down to a college street to put it up round. It took three sections of the fire brigade to put the fire out.
Sunshine 539.
Begin to know, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, then spring became a summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Fill it up with only